my children, breathe along. Be still, my children, know that all is good. Be still, my children,
This is KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. And this is Coming Alive with Camille and Rick, Intuitive Guided Call-In Radio, where you are invited to call in with any question that would help you at this time in your life, or you can come questionless. This program is supported by listeners like you, and Brainwaves Kauai.
Scientifically validated brain biofeedback therapy is now available on the Garden Island. The licensed professional staff at Brainwaves Kauai has over 30 years' experience treating pain, addiction, PTSD, ADHD, anxiety, and migraine headaches. More information at brainwaveskauai.com.
And also supported by
a community-based nonprofit since 1992, Garden Island Resource Conservation and Development Incorporated hosts projects that care for Kauai's natural resources and improve the quality of life. More information available at gircd.org or 246-0091.
And remember this.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, volunteers, board, or underwriters.
Open mine eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Open mine eyes, Spirit divine, love of my life, I am crying, I am not dying, I am dancing, dancing along in the madness, there is no sadness.
out a song of the soul.
You know, I think there's a buzz on that mic, honey.
Aloha. This is Coming Alive with Camille and Rick, Intuitive Guided Call-In Radio. We want to thank Cameron for a beautiful show. And today we have some pretty cool stuff going on, you guys. We have Sivan Gar, spiritual teacher from California, who's going to be here on our island on September 16th until the 23rd, doing a beautiful, beautiful retreat. And so it's a great opportunity for us to be able to bring her to you ahead of time so you can have a feeling of what gifts are coming to our island to support our lives and help us along this journey that we're on together. So last week we had part one with Sivan. And she really laid down a lot of beautiful foundation for the spiritual journey and how to work with the teacher, what you can do with the teacher. And today we decided that it would be wonderful for Sivan to bring us tools and everyday guidance that we can utilize for ourselves. And so I want to say that she's going to be here with us in a minute. And I want to also tell everyone that we're going taking Coming Alive on the road. And it's a Coming Alive tour. And it will be from October 4th to November 29th on the whole West Coast from San Diego to Canada. And if there's anybody out there that would like to meet us, just email us from wherever you are, and we'll come see you. And the email would be rick@ricksheart.com. And so we'll keep telling you about that. And we're really, really excited to be out there doing retreats and public evenings, private work, and getting to meet all of you in person. So this is a call-in radio. This is intuitive guidance. And we do come to you as spiritual teachers, visionary channels, and medical intuitives with years of training and our own teacher and our own yes to life and enthusiasm. And this is all we want to do is be allowed to love in this form. So that's why we're here. Our phone numbers, everybody get ready to call whenever you have that question that you feel would really open a door for you, or something like an itch you can't scratch on your own, or you can come questionless. And the toll-free number is 866-275-1112. And that's good for anywhere in the United States. Locally on the island, 826-7771. You can listen online at kkcr.org, click on Streaming Live, and you'll get us. So we're going to get going here. We're working with some very deep possibilities today. And hi there, Sivan.
Hi, Camille. Hi, Rick.
Aloha. Welcome. E como mai?
You know, I had come up with this deep desire this morning to have you elucidate on something that is really, I think, the core of each person who walks onto this journey, in whatever form it takes, is how do you be total? How do you become completely immersed in, Sivan's workshop retreat is called immersion. How do you become immersed in being total and allowing yourself to be on this path? So there is my question for Sivangar.
Cool. Well, I will answer that. And how I'd like to start is just to suggest that everyone have a second to get a pad and a pen, because I would love to share as much as possible today and get through as much as possible. And I want everybody to have the opportunity to take notes.
That's wonderful, and this is a great opportunity. So I've got a pen and paper right here for myself.
Yay! You know, Camille, that's a great question, because for me, being total is one of the qualities that is required for being successful on a spiritual path. At the same time, that is, as you know, not something that happens just because we say so. It happens through effort and time and care and practices and more and more and more energy. So let's back up a minute and kind of just give ourselves a picture of what that might look like. Oftentimes I compare a spiritual path to an athlete going to the Olympics and being a world-class athlete. Everyone kind of has at least some idea of the amount of dedication that's required from an athlete to get to the Olympics, and the daily practice and effort and repetition that goes over and over and over again in order for a person to reach that physical level. So for me, a spiritual path is like that. That's the kind of effort you have to put in, but instead of it being your physical body, which, yes, of course, your physical body is included, it's your emotional, mental, and spiritual body. So for me, really looking at being total starts with asking yourself just a series of questions, because the only way we know whether or not we're total is by questioning where we may not be total. Oftentimes, sure, people say, yeah, I'm total, I want to do this. And you really do have to go through a little process to see, okay, well, maybe not here, and maybe not there, and maybe not there. And, you know, I have told stories in the past really showing where people get afraid and hang on, and then quickly see, wow, I don't want this enough. So first, I think I would just ask everybody to ask themselves, okay, what percentage of you, if you're quiet in the privacy of your own home, nobody else has to know, what percentage of you really wants to grow and be healed? So say that's 30%, say it's 40%, say it's 80%. So you're going to start with that percentage and keep that as your baseline. The next thing is that you're going to ask yourself, okay, what is the other percentage? If I'm, say, 50%, I have a desire to want to grow and be healed, well, what is the 50% of me that doesn't? What are the things that I'm afraid of, that I don't want to let go of? What are the things that I might be afraid to see about myself? And at that point, the possibility is you can begin to work on those things. The difficulty on a spiritual path is that you can't fix what you don't know exists. So the first order of business is getting to know yourself like never before.